For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at the word of God that is ever not failing. Praise God. And today will be our last discussion on vision. Praise God. Before we step into the month of March. And then finally, there's two things we are supposed to have covered more. That is sustaining vision, how to sustain your vision. And then we are also supposed to have looked at hindrances to fulfilling vision. But now this evening we'll be closing by looking at focus. Hallelujah. Focus. If we remain focused enough, everything we envision will come to pass. So long as we remain focused, we refuse to be swerved to the right or to the left. We remain focused on our lane. Hallelujah. When a runner is running, especially in professional racing, missing your lane means disqualification, even if you confess. So today we'll be looking at focus, how to remain focused. If we want a mega church, if we focus on that vision and we wait on it, it will happen. Anything we want in life, so long as we are focused, we remain unwanted. We refuse to give up. We refuse to turn to the left or to right. We look at that thing and look at it. It will happen. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. The Bible says, speaking about Jesus Christ and his focus, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And we saw in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, that Jesus Christ went round about and he was doing good and healing all that were oppressed. He went about doing what he was supposed to do. He was focused on his goal. Hallelujah. To be able to be focused means to converge your energy and resources on one cause. Converge your energy, your resources on a cause. Hallelujah. You concentrate your attention on a definite plan. You converse all your energy, mental energy, emotional energy on one particular cause. Hallelujah. When you converse your concentration on one thing, full-time ministry, not thinking about how to sell your clothes, not thinking about how to sell something, wake up in the morning, all energy, all resources, all concentration is on the ministry. Hallelujah. Singular focus. You converge all of it together. Hallelujah. I remember one experiment we did in physics secondary school when you use converging lens and then you can see that the sun, the small sun that's coming to your room can burn a paper. When you put it, because the converging lens will direct the sun in one place and after a long while the paper will catch fire. That's the strength of focus. Hallelujah. Why do we have to focus? Because the first reason why we have to focus is that every vision that is God ordained is bound to be contended for. You know, Lamentations chapter 3 verse 7 says, who is it that said a thing and coming to pass when God has not commanded it? Revelation chapter 12 verse 10 to 16, Psalms 24 verse 7. Every vision that comes from God, the devil will ignore you if what you are doing is not serious. Isn't that true? Why waste his demons? Why waste his energy on you when what you are doing is not from God? And he knows he's not going to go anywhere. When the disciples were accosted, when they started their ministry, said that these people, leave them alone. If it is not of God, it not go anywhere. A true vision, if the vision we have for Shekinah Encounter Center is from God, it will be contended for. The devil will not just lie down, they will cross over his head and fill this auditorium and then have overflows and have multiple service. He will fight us. If you are focused on righteousness, so long as any vision is of God, you are focusing on building an empire, building a company, building an atmosphere for people to worship God, raising up incense to God. The devil will not watch us achieve that vision. He will fight for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when we learn to quit in life, we will ultimately become failures. When you try something, it doesn't work, you quit. You try something, it doesn't work, you quit. After a long while, you will develop an attitude of failing. You will not have that kind of tenacity to remain on something. Hallelujah. You know, it will take years to achieve anything great. It will take years. I was listening to Bishop Dag when he said, once you want a mega church, you have a vision for it. Once, it will take years, but eventually you will have it. When you have a vision to raise anything for the kingdom, it may take time. But then when people quit on time, because there is no result, you want to do a miracle. I was listening to Pastor David Ibiomi, when he said, the first person he prayed for that got healed of the HIV, he prayed for her over 10 of times. What, 34, 38 times, repeatedly. Go and test negative, positive. Go and test. He kept praying. And then by consistency, he remained focused. This virus must go, and it went. And that was when it opened up. If he has given up, he said, maybe I'm not giving to the anointing to heal HIV. Hallelujah. So the basic reason why people's visions are aborted is because of distractions. Samson's vision was distracted because of Delilah. Saul's vision to be reigning king, the Bible says, oh, I will have established you a throne in Israel, was cut short because of simple distractions. After a while, you'll be distracted to go into music. Hallelujah. After a while, be distracted to go into church politics. After a while, be distracted to okay, why don't we join business or church with Forex? Why don't I start? This is not what God has told me to do. Hallelujah. Yes. But I can't do this thing and do this in a long time. Hallelujah. Why don't I go to this? No. After a while, it will distract me. Hallelujah. It will distract me. So why vision? Okay, you have discovered that this guy has discovered the call of God is upon his life and he has started pursuing it. Now, there is nothing that the devil knows, that there is nothing he will bring to me that will make me leave ministry. The only thing to do is to distract me. Okay, we are in ministry. Okay, do this one also. And then after a while, we lose focus of the primary aim. After a while, why are you even here? Hallelujah. Why are we even here in the first place? Because you have lost focus because of distractions. We will not be distracted in the name of Jesus Christ. See, divided attention leads to wasted time and resources. When you divide your attention, it leads to wasted time and resources. I read the story of 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 38 down to 40. Was talking about a king, a master that gave his servant something to keep. He said, keep it, when I return, I'll collect it. Then the servant was busy here and there, and then he lost it. When we divide our resources and our energy, we will not be able to achieve much. Hallelujah. Ronaldo is known for one thing in this world. Football. Messi is a good cook. I read the documentary about that by his wife and by himself. He's a good cook. But we know him for only one thing in this world. That is football. I know many footballers that can play instruments and they are very, very good. Some of them can even sing well. But there cannot be stars in that field. They cannot divide their energy like that. It cannot work. You have to focus on one place. Hallelujah. You have to focus. So when you divide our energy and their resources, we will not be able to invest maximally. If I invest 100% of all I have to ministry, and then I put 60% in ministry and 40% somewhere, the result will not be the same. Hallelujah. So when we divide our attention, it wastes time. What you can get in 1 year, you get it in 5 years. If you had invested all you needed to invest in at that very particular moment. Hallelujah. When you focus, it helps you to acquire things and then to sustain it. It will help you to acquire things. It will help you to sustain it. Because as you are focused on one thing, we are not doing anything. This is one thing. We get this thing, we keep. We get this thing, we keep. We keep this thing and we keep building like that. Gradually. We will acquire a lot and then we will be able to sustain because we are focused. We are focused on the goal. Like we have a focus for the year. This is what we are going to do. It will help us to know how to acquire it. There will not be one revelational vision now. We are supposed to do this. No. We have a focus. It will help us to achieve and then to go with it. Hallelujah. And then you know when you are focused, it will help partners to partner with you. Is it correct? It will help partners to partner with you because Nobody would like to put his business in the company. Now today we are into oil and gas. Next tomorrow we are into telecommunication. Next tomorrow we are into clothing. Next tomorrow we are into baby food. You will not invest in a company like that. Nobody will partner with you when they discover that you are not focused. Today you say you are an apostle. Next tomorrow you are a prophet. Next tomorrow you are a pastor. The next day you are a teacher. You are calling to a teaching ministry. Next tomorrow you are calling to apostolic teaching grace. The people will know you are not serious. Hallelujah. But when people look at consistency and focus, my friend called me one time, my pastor friend, he said, people have been calling me, asking, are you still in this place? I don't want to mention the name, because if I mention the name, people listen to this message. Are you still in this place? He said, he came to visit, and then he said, this is why people are asking him. And then he said, people are really funny. So what are they expecting me to be? Where are they expecting me to go? He's there. Some people call in the early days and try to discourage him, but the same people later, when they discover that he was considered, they started sending support to support the ministry, started sending money to support the ministry, because they discovered this guy is focused, he's serious. Serious. Hallelujah. I wanted to start the ministry, my mom was afraid, maybe I would grow after or something like that, but okay, this guy is serious. It will help people to partner with you, because they know you are focused, because everybody knows that when there is focus, result will come. If I keep doing this like this for long, this place all will come out here. Anything we carry and hammer begin to hit somewhere consistently, focus on one place, that place will change. So it will help people to believe and support your dream, support your vision. Today you are here, you are there. People will not support you because they cannot bank risking their money on somebody that is gambling with his life and his destiny. So you want people to partner with you. Focus of your vision. Hallelujah. Every partner giving the Shekinah Encounter Center is aware that all we are doing is in Shekinah Encounter Center, nothing more. Help people to partner with you. Hallelujah. After a while, people will just be watching you. People will be watching your advert. People will be watching what you are putting on social media. People will be watching your messages. After a while, I'll support this person. Yes. It will take a while to convince anybody to partner with you for life. Hallelujah. Even as a leader, after a while, as you are listening to me, after a while, you discover that this person is really serious. Let's say you came today, I'm like this, tomorrow I'm like this, like that. No. But you know that this is where I am. And then there's the way you cannot be here without noting that we are focused here. Hallelujah. It will help people to partner with you. It will help people to partner with you. Now, focus have a lot of benefits. The first benefit it has is in focus, fasting, goals, achievement. It fasting your goals, achievement. The Bible speaking in Philippians 3 verse 13. Paul was saying, there are many things he is doing, but this one thing, he was known for one thing, he forgot the things that were at his past. One thing will help you achieve that thing. If your eye be single, your what? Body will be full of light. If I have focused on ministry, I will achieve a lot of things than when I divide my attention on a lot of things. Hallelujah. I can do many things for pleasure, but my primary assignment is this. Hallelujah. There is a footballer that can play table tennis on a very, very good, even have a table tennis club. But you don't know him for that. He's not good as that. You take him to fail final, Rafael, is that his name Rafael, right? Yes. He cannot go anywhere. He cannot. Hallelujah. He cannot. So, to achieve goals on time, we must remain focused on one thing. Wake up in the morning, face that thing. Wake up in the morning, face it. Wake up in the morning, face it. Face it squarely, back to back. Face it in every angle possible. We will get the result faster in that area. Hallelujah. If we teach prosperity in this church, every Sunday you come, you hear about prosperity. People will prosper. If every day they come, we hear about serving God, work for God. No matter the topic, we will have 5 minutes to talk about working for God. After a while, people will begin to serve. When you listen to Bishop Dark, I will miss. He will talk, but you know that he must talk about working for God. That is why he has sent the highest missionary ever in the whole of Ghana. Yes. Thousands of churches, almost 10,000, if not more, over the last years. It's not easy to get people to leave UK and come and start a church in village in Ghana. Most of his pastors left UK to come and start in villages. Yes. Some of them left UK, London. Some of them were doctors. Some of them were lawyers. And then they came and started the local villages where there was no light. They left that kind of lifestyle because they have been hearing it again and again and again. Anything you hear, you become it. So if we want to achieve any result, we have to talk about it. Focus on it. We want the church to grow, we have to focus on evangelism, focus on kingdom advancement, focus on intentionally, hallelujah. And they'll be able to achieve a lot of results. So focus fasting goals achievement. Number two thing that focus does is focus cut off distractions and then attract support to vision. Focus cut off distractions. In John chapter 6 verse 15, the Bible says, when Jesus Christ discovered that he was supposed to be made king, they wanted to arrest him and make him the president. The Bible says he ran away. He fled. I know where I'm going to. You cannot deceive me. When you notice they are supposed to make you this, he fled away. Being a king is a good thing, but that was not his focus. His focus was to destroy the will and the works of the devil and to die on the cross. So he could detect distractions on time and then avoid it. So focus cut off automatic distractions. Any advertisement to the business for me, I don't know what it is. Many times I want to do business, me too, I say, let me do business. But the peace in my heart will not even allow me. It will not allow me. Just imagine I'm doing to networking now, and say, connect this network, this person to this person, doing networking business, building a chain, and then they did not pay their money. On Sunday, people will not come to hear the word of God. They'll be waiting for the service. Pastor, how far? Where's our money? Somebody was in my office this week. He was telling me he invested 100,000 and then they'll pay him 30% or something like that this after a while. When he was like, I said, okay, now what if the person did not pay you? The person has laptop and iPhone and then he will take it away. I said, okay, what if before you come, you take the iPhone and the laptop, somebody else has taken it away? What will you do? You say, please pray that it doesn't happen. Hallelujah. You see, the truth is, we can't really be distracted. When we are not focused, we will be distracted. So focus help us avoid distractions. Hallelujah. And focus on this ministry. That is it. I'm here for time, for life. My purpose is not going to change. No vision will come and change my purpose. Hallelujah. I cannot be distracted. Number three, focus imbibes discipline and maximization of every opportunity and option available. When you are focused, you'll be disciplined. Hallelujah. You'll be disciplined. You will wake up in the morning, focus on achieving this. Wake up, you are focused on reading a particular number of books, you'll be more disciplined. That's right. That is the truth of life. You have a book that get to read. You have a prayer schedule. You have a lot of things to do. The moment you have a level of focus, your level of discipline will change. You will be more disciplined with your sleeping moment. You'll be more disciplined with your phone. You'll be disciplined with every area of your life. Hallelujah. You'll be disciplined. We will have to be disciplined. You cannot behave like everybody else. We have to be disciplined. You'll be able to wake up in the morning, know that I have a goal to achieve. Bishop Bredebo closes his office by 1 a.m. Every day, 1 a.m. He has a goal. Focused on it. See, he has not traveled out of this country. This is somebody that has 3 private jets. Every Sunday, you can be sure I'm in Canaan land. Every Sunday. That is a level of focus. Remember that one pastor was saying that he met him and he said, I've not traveled to UK for 7 years and my visa was about to expire. I said, let me go and travel. He said, why must you travel? What about waiting for 8 years? What about waiting for 11 years? What about being disciplined? Hallelujah. Focus will make us to avoid some things now that we can do just for the sake of achieving our goals. There are many things we can decide to do now. But because we are focused, this is more important to us. Church is more important to me than myself. Hallelujah. What I mean by that is, when I have 2,000 naira and the church has a problem, and then I'm going to use the 2,000 naira to buy a shirt, I'll use that money on church. Hallelujah. Always on church. Because focus will help you. You'll be disciplined. And then when you are disciplined, because you are focused, you'll maximize result. Hallelujah. Focus will help you to concentrate attention to work. You know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10, say, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with might. It will help you to concentrate your attention
to concentrate your attention. It will help you avoid traps and pitfalls. Avoid traps and pitfalls. There are places I will not go to on a normal day, unless if I'm led to. Why will I go to a party where I will see a naked girl that I may not be able to stand? Why? Why will I go to a beach party? Why will I go to a naked party? Why will I go to watch a movie with a blue movie? I will just avoid, because my eyes is focused on God. My eyes are focused on something else. It will help you. The devil, you know, I watched a statement one day that scandals are around lifestyles. There are men of God, you can, if they say they got the Pastor W.F. Kumuyi with a lady in Sheraton, even the person putting that scandal online will know you're stupid. Is that not true? Think about it. Because they know Pastor W.F. Kumuyi, don't forget it. It's not possible. Just imagine a scandal they got Pastor DJ Olukoya, that he had to you with. Tell us something you can even associate with. So you know that this person is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. So even if the devil wants to set trap on them in that area, you know, he will just waste his time. You just do something else. So when you are focused, it will help you avoid certain traps. Hallelujah. Finally, how do we become focused, or how do we remain focused? The first thing is to unify your resources in a singular task. In Genesis chapter 11 from verse 1 to 6, the Bible says, when they wanted to build the temple, all of them came together. Bring these masons working, plumbers working, everybody. They unified their resources. They unified it on one task. And then the way that it fell was simple division. They began to divide their resources. They began to divide their time. And once they divided their resources in different tasks, they could not build the temple. The Bible says, when two agree on a thing, it shall be done unto them. That means even yourself, your spirit agreeing with your soul, with your body on one task, it will be easy. Number two way to be focused is identify your goals. Identify your destinations and then identify your vision clearly. Jesus Christ said, what was laid behind before him, ahead of him, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, he endured the cross. He said, write the vision and make it plain upon table that he that written it may run with it. Hallelujah. We have identified our vision as a church. We have identified our mandate. And then we know our goals. We know what we want to achieve. We know when we are in our destination, we know we have arrived there. Hallelujah. So identify our goals. What is our goals? Our goals, is it to make people gyrate and shout? Our goals, is it to fill with the Holy Ghost? Different church will have different goals and different vision. When you have your vision, you will know your goals. And then you will be focused in that area. Hallelujah. Discover that Dr. Paul Elijah has a particular vision and passion to restore identity. So his message is along that line. You will never catch him teaching on certain areas, even though it's important. Hallelujah. But it's focused. Number three is clearly mark out your path and the route to your destination. Every destination you want, there is a path to it. The Bible said, look in the way and walk therein. God told Abraham to go to Canaan and then gave him the direction. You have dwelt so long upon this mountain, turn and move northward. Not just turn and move, northward. That is the direction we have to take to achieve what we want to do. Hallelujah. When we achieve our road, example, if you are going to Lagos from here, we know there's only one way, this way. Lagos is south or east. This south? South, right? South. When you start moving north, you know you are going somewhere else. So when you identify your route, it will help you remain focused. When they are shouting on you, turn back, you're on the long range, you ignore them because you know you're on the right path, going to where you should be. Hallelujah. And then connect with similar visionaries, people that are going to the same place. The Bible speaking in Amos 3, we can truly work together unless they agree. Connect with people that have similar passion and are disciplined on the same goals, going in similar areas. Hallelujah. Connect with people of vision. Connect with people that are focused. People that are focused on one goal. You can know them for one thing. And then when you have people like that, you know that consistently they are on it. Consistently they are on it. You'll be able to, they will help you to maintain focus. Because if everybody around you is focused, you will be focused. But when people around you are confused, eventually you become confused. Hallelujah. When you develop the discipline of self-control, you'll be able to remain focused. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27, the Bible says, I put my body under control. You may be tempted to do many things at the same time, but you have self-control. No, I will not do it. No, I will not do it. I remember many times I had several temptations to do many things so that I would get resources and finances. But I said, no, I will not do it. Sometimes I always make the move. I said, no, I will not do it. I said, no, I will not do it. I will wait. I will wait. And I'm glad in those seasons I waited. Yes, I waited. Remember when we were trusting God for our first of an instrument, the person, the dealer said, take free of charge. When you have money, you pay. You know, when they're giving you loan in bank, the first time they're smiling, they will smile. Come and take. Come and say, we are customers. UBA, your friendly bank. And then let them come when it's time for payment. That's when you know the same person that was smiling with you will change his face. As if, yeah, hallelujah. They will not care. Well, God pay. They don't care. Your pastor, they'll come and bundle you from your altar. Bundle you, I'm telling you. But I've developed my heart to wait. I've learned how to wait on Jesus. I've learned how to wait on Him. Hallelujah. So develop the discipline of self-control. You be focused. What is it that you are on to? Discipline yourself on it. Hallelujah. To become a good instrumentalist, you have to be disciplined. To become anything, there must be discipline. Discipline. Set a target. And then even if your body is telling you no, you tell the body, I own you. I what? Own you. When you are supposed to fast, your body will tell you, let's eat today. You tell the body, I own you. We are fasting. You are supposed to study, your body will tell you how to sleep. You say, I will not sleep. You are supposed to pray, your body will be doing something. Was up, something happened to me yesterday. It was so funny. I say, oh boy, I must tell my body, I own you. I own you. I must achieve it. I will sleep when I want to sleep. I will pray when I want to pray. You cannot tell me when to sleep. Hallelujah. When I'm done praying, we will sleep. Left to your body, you will sleep all your life. Is that not true? Sleep. We wake up and be expecting food. Sleep. When you should be laboring. Hallelujah. I pray God will help us to remain focused in our visions. We will not be distracted. We will mount our hands on the plow. You know the song that says, that song is about, I have mounted my hands on the plow. I will not turn back. The Bible says, he that put his hands on the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom. Remain focused on one thing. On one thing. 15 years when they come and meet you, you are there. You are there. And after a while, you become an authority in that field. Because you have mastered the skill. You have seen that same thing in different seasons. Continue on it. Continue. Bible says the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it fail, wait for it. Hallelujah. Remain there. Remain there. People will not come today, they will come tomorrow. Bishop Douglas means, see, church is like that. Say, no pastor should come and tell him some people are not coming some Sunday. Say, expect people not to come every Sunday. Yes. That is why when you see a church that is always full, that means that church has three sizes, or two sizes, the size of that church. Because this week, some people will travel away. This week, some people will travel without even telling you. And if you see it full, that means they have times two or times three of that church size. Hallelujah. Yes. So that is some, these are normal things. We have to remain focused. Remain focused. Focus on it. And then one day the fruit of our focus will show. It will show that we have been at it. If we have not been focused, we will not be here. That is truth. And then if we remain focused, we will be at the level we want to get to. That global vision. That global vision. One day they will hear. Hallelujah. I saw you uploading something today. It was an old message. Of Apostle Simon. Yes. Is that not old? On relationship. Yes. He has been on it. When you hear him talking about it, it's almost the same thing he has been saying, but he remains focused on it. So that when you hear it now, it has been improved level of grace. Improved level of grace. Saying the same thing produced different results. Bishop Doug wrote Model Marriage. That was a Facebook he wrote when he was in his 20s. Now he's almost above 50. He's still preaching the same thing. In fact, they have Model Marriage conferences. The same, yet the truth does not change. You also have more grace to communicate the same realities. I told you before about Mensah Otabe. He said that the same message is preached now. People are wow. Well, he preached in classes when it just started. And nobody was there to listen. And then he said now, he is surprised that people are surprised. Because the same thing he has been saying. When you listen to any man of God and you listen to 15 messages, you see them repeat some things. If being comforted will listen to messages, I've watched different men of God in different churches in different countries and they preach almost the same thing. Almost the same. I can tell you different messages. The same thing, but different result, especially when they are different years. Because grace has grown. Grace has grown. They have grown in grace. But they remain focused on that truth. Remain focused on that. Exploring more about that reality. That's why people do second edition, third edition. They upgrade what they knew before. Now they discover more. They are focused on it. Now they upgrade more. More information has been, more light has come, and then we upgrade. So let's remain focused on what we are doing. It will pay. It will pay off. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we appreciate God for His word and say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. We give you all the glory. Father, we thank you. Shamalanta kapradiya. Can we ask you for grace to be focused? Grace. 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 Grace to be focused. We receive the grace to be focused. La paradoso taparahasha. Kele debrekete zila mando robadisa. Grace to be focused. Grace. Grace. Mantele preti kato robokositaya. Vantele moskote rekete brekete zila kabrekadash. Grace to be focused. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we declare that everyone connected and related with Shekinah Encounter Center receive the grace to be focused. Every distraction in our life is removed and cursed in the name of Jesus. Help us to be focused in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord you receive our offering and cause it to bear fruit. Thank you for the blessing. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, sir. Hallelujah.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.